WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Stoic Calm. I'm Avery Hart, your friendly neighborhood guide through the sometimes crazy whirlwind of life. Now, let's be real. Who hasn't felt that knot in their stomach, the racing heart, that I can't catch or break kind of feeling? Stress and anxiety are practically badges of honor these days, right? But what if we could shift our perspective, not just survive but actually thrive even when life throws curveballs? That's what we're diving into today. Think about it, the world is constantly bombarding us with information, deadlines, expectations, you name it. It's enough to make anyone want to crawl under a blanket and binge-watch reality TV. But guess what? We have more control than we think. It's not about becoming some Zen master overnight, though that would be pretty cool, right? It's about finding practical tools and strategies that actually work in the real world. Here are five key things to keep in mind when stress and anxiety start to creep in. Firstly, recognize your triggers. What sets you off? Is it a certain person, situation, or even time of day? Once you know your triggers, you can start to anticipate them and develop coping mechanisms. Think about it like this. You wouldn't walk into a room full of spiders if you knew you were terrified of them, right? So why let those anxiety-inducing situations catch you off guard? Awareness is the first step. Secondly, breathe. Seriously, take a few deep breaths right now. Inhale slowly through your nose, hold for a few seconds, and exhale slowly through your mouth. It sounds simple, but it can literally change your state of mind. Deep breathing activates the parasympathetic nervous system, which helps calm your body down and reduce stress hormones. Thirdly, move your body. Exercise isn't just about looking good, it's an incredible stress reliever. Even a short walk can do wonders for clearing your head and boosting your mood. Think of it as a mini vacation for your mind, get those endorphins flowing. Next up, challenge negative thoughts. Ever find yourself spiraling into a what-if scenario? You know, the kind that leaves you feeling paralyzed with worry? Well, it's time to call those thoughts out. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Often, our anxieties are based on unfounded fears. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Everyone experiences stress and anxiety at times. It doesn't make you weak or inadequate. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge your feelings, offer yourself some comfort, and remember that this too shall pass. You know that feeling when you trip and fall in front of everyone? That initial panic, then the self-reproach? What if instead we just laughed it off, dusted ourselves off, and kept going? Self-compassion is about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend. Let me tell you about this one time. I was presenting at a conference, big crowd, high stakes, and suddenly, my voice completely cracked. My heart started racing, sweat prickled on my forehead, and I felt like everyone could hear my brain screaming, "Just keep going." But instead of panicking, I took a deep breath, smiled, and said, "Well, that's one way to make an entrance, isn't it?" The audience laughed, the moment was diffused, and I finished my presentation feeling surprisingly calm. It wasn't about ignoring the anxiety, it was about acknowledging it, finding humor in the situation, and keeping things moving forward. So, remember, stress and anxiety are part of life, but they don't have to rule your life. By recognizing your triggers, practicing deep breathing, moving your body, challenging negative thoughts, and treating yourself with kindness, you can build resilience and find a sense of calm even amidst the chaos. You got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your go-to strategies for dealing with stress? Share your tips in the comments below. Let's support each other on this journey to stoic calm. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and share it with anyone who could benefit from a little dose of calm in their day. See you tomorrow for another episode of Stoic Calm.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.